Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? Get up, all right?
It's Urban Media Today talks sports. Got your boy Ray Porter Jr. Nope, got your man Ray Porter Jr. Don't want to disrespect Ray Porter Jr.
No, that's okay, man.
We got Cliff McAfee Jr., Jason Dunn. We got David Jones Jr. We got Vince Butts Jr. No, he's not a junior. I'm just playing. And then we got a special guest. And if he's a junior, I'm going to stop the show right now. We got a special guest, but I'm going to let Ray introduce him because he's a guest of Ray Porter Jr.'s.
Thank you, Trevin. It's my pleasure to introduce a good friend and brother that I've known since he was 10 years old, man. And he's just one of those good guys, good brothers. He's a true man of God. He's a pastor down in North Carolina. He's a graduate of Syracuse University. He also spent his high schooling at Penn Hills High School, as well as in Columbus, Ohio. So he hung out with the Ohio State Buckeyes for a minute there. He lettered in high school football, and he has a strong desire in media. He does. And so he wants to know how he can dip his feet into the waters and share his knowledge, because he truly is a student of sports, student of the game. So it's definitely my pleasure to introduce to you Ronald Pitts Jr. And yes, he's a junior.
Hey, you know what? Can I call a timeout on that? I'm actually the second.
But that's okay. Same thing.
Yo, but you know what? I like that. I'm going to go with the second, man. People is a running joke throughout the show. Our show is dominated by brothers coming in with the name juniors. Ray says I'm hating, but Vince is on my side. So Vince knows, you know, yeah. We just hold it down. So, you know, forget the rest of y'all. But wait a minute. Is Jason a junior? Jason's
no,
not a junior, right?
We've been through this. My son, he's not a junior. I went with the second. And instead of junior, we just said the second, because I didn't like junior either.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
So we just slipped it a little bit.
We're going to do a special segment in the show on the playoffs, because the playoffs wild card weekend, today being Saturday. We know that wild card weekend is actually starting today. There's going to be some interesting games going on there. I'm kind of interested to see what you guys are going to do, because we're actually going to pick the Super Bowl champion. We're going to start with today's wild card weekend. Talk a little bit basketball. We could talk all kinds of sports. Last weekend, we had the lovely Kiki Brown as a guest on the show, and she helped us guide our conversation when we talked about Mr. Hamlin, DeMar Hamlin, who actually, gents, out of the hospital, able to go home and recuperate. It's amazing, and we could touch on that a little bit to start off this show. It's amazing to me. The amazement is in how the world, as far as I know with the United States, focused on one story after seeing a young man, a talented young man, right, actually go into collapse and go into cardiac arrest on national television. I have to say, I was taken aback by the outpouring of love and affection. And I just wish we could do that all the time, man. I just wish it was just a regular thing. I wish that nothing traumatic had to happen. And I'm not trying to take away from that brother and what he did, because I know his Chasing M's Foundation went up with close to $8 million, if it's not more right now. Mm-hmm. And we're talking in a week. In a week.
In a week.
You know how many poor people we have out there that can't eat? And in a week, people gave up $8 million, and not taking away anything from the Chasing M's Foundation, because that foundation is established so that the young ones didn't miss out, so that they could have a choice, and so that they could have love and get shown appreciation and respect, and that someone cares about them. But stuff like that, it gets a little deeper to me than sports, because as I always say, and people probably heard me say this more than once, when you're a sports fan, if you're a true sports enthusiast, truly a sports enthusiast, you're actually a historian, and you may not even realize it. You're a mathematician and you're a historian without even knowing it, because you remember times, dates, places, you remember numbers all the time, regardless of what sport you're involved with. So I just think that that's interesting. I don't know. I just had to start that off with that, man, because it really touched me that, you know, so much outpouring of affection, of concern, of consideration, respect. I just wish this could be all the time. I wish it didn't have to take something traumatic to happen for people to get up off their behinds and do something like they just did for Mr. Damar Hamlin.
Because it's such a model. You know what I'm saying? The unity, synergy. Like you said, that's the story. The storyline was that in that alone. So, yeah, other than, you know, other events that's happened, maybe something like a September 11th or something like that, or other events, this is honestly one of the most unique, and it was cool, but it does need to be a model to how we carry ourselves in society. Like storyline from the movie, a quote from the movie 2012, the moment we stop fighting for each other, that's the moment we lose our humanity. And it should always be a continuous fight and endeavor for humanity and mankind. So, yeah, it is truly a model on how things should be.
I agree. And there's another model that I could bring up. But go ahead, Cliff, you were going to say something.
No, I was just agreeing with it. I mean, it's just crazy how one little thing, it even goes, like, even being a veteran, it's the same way. Like, everybody, it always takes something dramatic or something that's life-changing for America to show and become united, because we're not united until something happens. And then 3 weeks later, and then it stops. Why can't we just keep the ball rolling? Why do we have to separate why do we have to go back to the division part? You know, and that's why I love sports, because sports brings us all together. It unites us. It brings brothers, it brings sisters together. It brings everybody together, and we have that commonality. And it's a shame it's just for 3 hours. It should be forever. It should be all the time, like you guys are saying. It shouldn't just be like, oh, hey, the game's over. Now we go back to our lives. Why can't we just continue on the kindness of brotherhood and sisterhood 24/7, 365?
Man, sports actually, I don't know if I've heard people say it many times. You know, sports is a reflection of what's going on at that time period in society, in life, in culture. And that's probably right. You guys reflect on the Damar Hamlin situation. We're a week out.
And he's home. That's a blessing in itself. And not to take anything away from Damar Hamlin either, his story. But what about the former fullback for the Cleveland Browns?
Mr. Hillis.
Yeah,
he saved his kids down here from drowning. So there's a whole bunch going on with he just got out of release from the hospital too, I believe. You know, there's a whole bunch going on in the world of sports. And as far as Brittany Griner goes, hey, they need to go ahead. And I'm honestly surprised. I'm happy for her that she's home.
No doubt. Rod, we got right into it, man. And I apologize. But we got to get you to introduce yourself, family.
Man, first of all, thanks for having me on, man. I'm honored, man. It's like Ray said earlier, man, this is something I've always wanted to get into. Really having true sports conversations. You know, I'm not that dude that just trying to get in there and debate and just – you know, I'm real open to a lot of stuff, but really, man, I just love sports. I just love sports in general. Sports is my escape. Even going back to what you guys were just talking about, you know, how you take those 2 and 3 hours it brings everybody together. Sports is like that escape for me from my own personal reality, whether it's in business, whether it's in ministry. It's that one moment where I can just say, you know what, I'm going to take 2 to 3 hours and just watch some football or whatever, man. You know, that thing, or basketball, whatever. And I did tell Ray, now don't get me to talk about soccer. I'm going to just go on mute at that moment. Y'all start talking about soccer. I talk about everything else, but don't get
the World Cup, bro. The World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the world. That's why they call it the World Cup. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
But no, you good, man. So, but no, man, I'm just passionate, you know, from playing it, man, from being a coach, from being a spectator. Because like you all talked about, it's that moment where you can just literally escape from all the chaos and just really come together, and, you know, and have one common goal. You know, sometimes it's crazy. Sports is one of those things where you can have opposing teams, but yet you can sit in the same stadium and kick it and high five with each other. Right. Obviously, you're still going to have a couple of different off things, but that's what I love about sports. And so I'm just really passionate about that. You know, the family, the unity that comes along together, the brotherhood, sisterhood, and all of that comes together. But man, I'm just You know, everything I even do, like I have a motivational speaking company and everything is based off of sports analogy, even in ministry, sports analogy. So you'll see even what I have in my background is everything is based off of what happens in the locker room. So I'm excited to hang out with some brothers, man, and just to talk some sports, man. So thank y'all, man, for having me on with y'all.
This is how fast the game goes. We play four quarters here. We play a full game, and the first quarter is over just that fast. That's why I had to get Ron in there before we went to Vince, because Vince has those drop the mic moments after he talks. So we had to get you in there. Right? So we're going to take a quick break. We got Cliff Magenbee Jr. here, David Jones Jr. We got my man Jason Dunn, Vince Butt, Mr. Ron Pitts at the second. And then we got Ray Porter the second, no, Ray Porter Jr. We got Ray Porter Jr. Oh, it's Urban Media Today to Talk Sports. And we'll be right back after this timeout.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We got Mr. Ron Pitts, our special guest this weekend. And we got, it's a Saturday, beautiful Saturday. Matter of fact, it's Wild Card Saturday, starting Wild Card Weekend. We're going to get into that in a second. Cliff Magenbee Jr., David Jones Jr., Jason Dunn, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. You know how we roll. Talking sports in general. One day, gentlemen, we're going to have a show where we talk about sports and religion. Because let it be known, least it be known, or unrecognized or realized, that if you pay attention and watch sporting events, there's a lot of praying going on. There's a lot of respect to whatever religion that you adhere to. There's respect being paid on multiple levels at multiple times if you really pay attention to what's going on. That's why I tell my son, be aware of your surroundings. You'd be surprised at what you learn. It's funny how sports can impact us. And we were talking about how, you know, the Damar Hamlin situation. Then we brought up Brittany Griner and we brought up Peyton Hillis, brought him up as well. How actually sports and the things that happens transcend the end zone, transcend the sidelines, transcend the stadium, transcend the arena. There's things that are happening in sports that actually impacts life. Life impacts sports, sports impacts life. And I challenge any of you, and I want you all to comment on this, for anybody to say that sports does not help us live a better life.
They never play sports.
You never play sports?
No, they never play sports. They say
but check that though. If they never play sports, did they ever watch sports?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably not.
Did they ever know somebody who played? That's what I'm saying. Like sports just has an impact. Jason, we finished with you, and we were talking about Damar Hamlin, him going through that situation, and you being the coach that you are and having to mentor the young ones, 12 and under, coming off national championship.
Right.
And you said something that you said really stuck with me for the whole week. You said, Trev, it's not us dealing with the children. It's us dealing with the parents.
You, in this day and time, we're dealing with concussions. We're dealing with people who are already pushing their kids towards flag football, pushing their kids toward lacrosse, other quote-unquote non-contact sports. And you're facing a situation where when my kids were playing football out in our area, they could field at least two teams for every age group. And the past 2 years, they've barely been able to field a team for any age group because so many people are taking their kids away from football because of concussions. Now you throw what happened to Damar Hamlin, and it's just another thing that we have to overcome. And try to educate the parents about, hey, what happened to him, unfortunate as it was, it's a very rare, extremely rare, almost never happening thing. And it's just, it's like you have to put people's minds at ease because let's be real. Every football play it's a car crash. Every play, especially if you're playing in the trenches, it's a car crash because you're throwing your body as hard as you can up against somebody else's. And it is rough. And you have to explain to the parents and try to educate the parents that if your child is taught properly, yeah, it's going to be rough, but their baby is going to come off the field maybe a little sore, but pretty much the same way that they went on the field. And trying to get these parents to understand that it's going to be okay. It's not going to be easy now. It's not. So, I mean, that's the situation that we're dealing with. And, you know, with it taking on, his situation taking on such a massive, I mean, you had, I mean, the president stopped by and talked to the man in his hospital room. You know, his charity went from, like you said earlier, all he was trying to raise, I think, was like $25,000 or something like that. He's over 9 million and counting because so much awareness has been brought to the situation. And that's more people that are sitting up here saying, no, not my baby, or I'm scared. Or, and like I said, it's not the kids, it's the parents. So, I mean, that's what we're faced with. That's what we're looking at. And at the end of the day, your kid can bug you to death about playing football, but if you're the parent, and you know, I know how I am, if I believe that it's going to be harmful for my child, I'm not going to have him play. So that's what we're really dealing with.
I know, you know, this is it's a rare situation. You know what happened to Mar Hamlin, and couldn't one thing that could happen, couldn't, you know, in terms of physicals, couldn't they require, you know, a cardiology review, you know, to sort of, you know, screen some issues that, you know, in terms of a heart issue, you know, to sort of relieve, you know, that some of those fears. I know you're not going to relieve all those fears, but having a, you know, a more comprehensive physical evaluation before participating in sporting events, I would think in some ways would help calm some of those fears.
Well, the problem that you run into is it's pretty much a basic physical. And unless it's something that we are worried about and something that a doctor may be able to check in a basic physical, like a heart murmur, something like that, or if there's a history of heart disease or anything like that, you know, unless you have the money to have your child go for one of those types of physicals, I mean, you know, a lot of people can't afford that. I mean, you know, the physical, like I said, is a really cut and dry physical. And it's, you know, a lot of the information on the physical is a parent being honest and giving the information that they know. And let's be real, you know, we're dealing with, you know, Black families who, for whatever reason, we keep our health history secretive and we just don't tell everything. So, I mean, it's crazy.
But that, you know, part of me feels like that's part of the, not necessarily the DeMar Hamlin issue, but that's part of the, you know, the overall issue is, you know, mm-hmm. if we move towards as parents, you know, looking out for our kids, so we, you know, so we want to go to a doctor and we get a little bit more comprehensive physical that, you know, starts to we have to answer these questions, and maybe we need to start looking at ourselves and take care of some stuff, because I know that at you know, now at 50, you know, I'm seeing a lot more people my age, you know, who are dying because of, you know, heart issues, because of health issues. And so I mean, I think it's a larger issue that, you know, I mean, this it's an unfortunate situation that DeMar Hamlin went through, but through all these types of situations, a lot of good can come out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as much as, I mean, you know, we're talking about DeMar Hamlin, and as much money as has been raised, as much coverage as there's been, as there has been, you know, we talked a little bit about Peyton Hillis, you know, former football player, who, you know, saving his kids, and in some ways, I feel like, man, that's a bigger story. There should be more time devoted to him, or equal time devoted to him. But part of me feels like because the DeMar Hamlin situation, it happened on national television, millions mm-hmm. upon millions of people were watching, whereas hardly anybody, you know, witnessed what happened to Peyton Hillis, even though, you know, to compare the situations, you know, it's much more heroic to be saving your kids than it is to play a football game. But I think that, you know, we start to look at, you know, the bigger issues here, trying to take more control of our health, you know, and then we can, you know, we can pass that along to the kids, and sort of help them along the way, and also help ourselves.
That's a good point. I'm gonna jump in there real quick, because that's the end of the first half. See, Ryan, you better jump in there, bro, because if you don't jump in, you won't get a word in edgewise. I promise you that. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We got Ron Pitts as our special guest, Vince Butts, Jason Dunn, Ray Porter Jr., Cliff McAfee Jr., David Jones Jr. We'll be right back after this.
It's tax season. Time to call RSG Accounting Services for your tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. That's 412-742-4345. RSG Accounting Services provides accounting and tax service needs for business or personal. RSG Accounting Services wants to work for you and all your tax needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. If you mention you heard this at Urban Media Today Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount. Riverside Sales Group LLC is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. RSG Accounting Services for all your tax needs. Call today, 412-742-4345.
Urban Media Today talks sports. Vince just made some great points. We're talking about children playing the game of football, referenced the DeMar Hamlin situation. And now Jason is a coach, national champion, AAU team, 12 and under, Roanoke, Virginia. Got to give props and respect. Jason had pointed out that a lot of the issues now is dealing with the parents and making sure that they're comfortable with the situation, because the children are going to go wild. They're just like, they're brave. They're not afraid of anything. And then Vince brought up a good point about physicals and even people his age and my age and us older, how people are hiding their history, health history, which may impact getting correct diagnoses and actually helping with physicals. But Vince, I think in a situation like this, when we're talking about sports, just in my personal opinion, that is a freak thing that can happen to anybody. You could be in perfect health. If you get a thrust to the chest, that's going to interrupt your heartbeat. It could interrupt your heartbeat. And that doesn't necessarily always have to happen. So, but I do agree with what you're saying about if we're going to get physicals, if we're going to take care of ourselves, we need to divulge our history. But Ron, I'm going to throw it to you real quick. Do you have young ones that play sports? And if you do you have a young one that plays football? And if you do, how do you feel about it?
Well, my children are grown, but yeah, they play basketball. They play football, man. My youngest son, we had to pull him from football. He was really good at what he did. The only reason why we pulled him was he was dealing with a rare kidney disease called polycystic kidneys. Mm-hmm. And basically, in a nutshell, it's a rare disease where you actually develop cyst on your kidneys. Whoa. Now, he could actually play. The crazy part about it is if he takes a hit, one of those kidneys can explode. Right. So they preferred us to have him in not one of the kidney, but one of the cysts, you know, and all the stuff that from the cyst can, you know, go ahead and impact his body and cause kidney failure. So, you know, basketball, we let him just stay in basketball. Now, it was like really the doctor said it's really up to you, but these are your consequences. Right. This is what happens. Right. How often does that happen? It doesn't happen much. but this is the worst case scenario. So we want it to be more of a protect, you know, we want to be more protective, especially knowing what we knew, right? You know, even with the DeMar Hamlin thing, man, just kind of watching that and watching, you know, that whole night, just really even the next day, you know, watching all the NFL players talk about their sons, you know, now they're going to have to really reconsider how I let my sons play sports and how I let them play football. You know, you sit there and watch, was that ESPN that night of Ryan Clark did an excellent job of really, I mean,
yes,
he did a phenomenal job to let us inside the locker room, even dealing with his own personal life. You know, we all know the story with him. We had to deal with Mike Tomlin going up in Denver. You know, he wanted to play. Mike Tomlin had to save him from his own self and said, if you were my son, we're not having this conversation. And so, you know, even with the DeMar Hamlin thing, you know, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm about 90, y'all can check me on this one, I believe they cleared that he didn't have any heart issues. He didn't have any. That was just a football play that just that. And we see Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday, Monday after Monday, that happens all the time. It was just his body responded totally different to that. And I'm sure if that play happened over and over again, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that would happen. That was just one of those freak moments. But I believe it really caused a lot of parents to really question, even NFL parents. Because, you know, even with the concussion stuff, I think you alluded to it earlier, Trey, was the fact that parents were really starting to question then. Even NFL parents, maybe I should just let my kids play flag football and all of these things. And so I think, me personally, if my son was younger and he didn't have the kidney issues, I would probably still let him play again. Now, his mom might think different, but I think I would put it, because, again, so many accidents and injuries happen in sports that are just, some of it's just freaky stuff. It's just odd stuff that happens. And so, but that's just my take on that.
Yeah, no doubt. That's good stuff. David, you haven't said anything, man. You a sports fan. Go ahead.
I want to take this and spin it. Now, everybody talks about injuries. And Jason, I know you're going to feel me about this. We have gotten away from playing just for the love of the game and of the community. And the reason I say that is everybody is selling dreams and having these parents believe that their son or daughter is the next one up. And then I say the next one up, meaning that they potentially have a pro career at 9, 10, 11, and they are nowhere near that case. So this all coincides with the injuries as well, because when you start having that type of mindset, you start having parents making bad decisions. Like some of these kids do have concussions and they send them back out there and say, hey, we need you to have that 600-yard game so you could be ready for middle school or high school or whatever the case may be. So some of these parents they're sold the dream. Let's just put it like that. Instead of being taught the fundamentals and everything else, which leads to a lot of stuff that we're hearing about right now, unfortunately. I've been waiting for this because I see it in basketball all the time. I see it in Little League football because I love going on Saturday mornings. I've been like that since I was in Pittsburgh. I used to go watch the Penn Hills, the Homewoods, the Monroevilles, and all of that. Watch all those kids play. And if you guys ever do that, pay attention to the parents and watch how sideways they are. And that's just my two cents.
No, and that's an awesome $20 right there. And the reason I say that is this, and I'm quite sure that Vince is going to comment on it. But Cliff, I'm going to take you back to what I said. I will challenge anyone to prove to me that sports does not impact society in any way, shape, or form. Because just what David just said, think about this, bro. And I'm over 50, so I'm going to say I'm probably the oldest one in here. David hit the nail on the head. Jason alluded to it earlier. My man Ron talked about it. Vince hit it as well. Society, sometimes we can get our perception and visions on society twisted. The reason I say that is because me as a parent, and I'm listening to David talk, right away in my head, I'm like, nah, but he's right. Parents are being sold a dream. But there was a time that parents could could say to you, yeah, you're telling me this, but I want my son, I want my daughter to go get an education. So they can mm-hmm. do that, but their goal and their my objective for them right now and what they're going to do, whether you tell me that's the next Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or whatever, that person, my child, is going to school for an education. What I'm hearing David saying is that we as parents, generations, have gotten away from my child is going to school to get an education. Mm-hmm. So now my child can get an NIL deal in high school.
Yeah.
That's why I said, Cliff, earlier, and this is where I was going with this, that sports has an impact on society, whether you play the sport or not, whether you're in it right away or barely watch it. Sport definitely has an impact. You gentlemen say what?
It clearly does. I mean, you know, so like some, you know, one of my thoughts, like in raising my son, like I wanted him to play sports, but I saw something in him, a competitiveness, you know, athletic ability that I wanted him to play. You know, as a kid who played basketball growing up, I wanted him to play basketball. If he wanted to play football, I was okay with playing football. But one of the things that we were dealing with and we noticed was that we didn't push him to play. Well, we could have pushed him harder, but we found that in a two-parent household, we were doing okay, right? You know, we were both college educated, and so we talked about other opportunities besides sports. But we also talked about where sports can take you. There are a lot of parents who, one, don't have the education to push education, right? The way out.
Hold up, bro. You telling me that there's people that you say who don't have the education to push education? To me, that's common sense.
You would think that. It's
common sense.
You would think that. Yes.
That's not anymore. Not anymore. But there's it's changed up so much. It's changed up.
There's a lot of parents who, you know, who the best option is, you know, out of their situation, whatever that situation is my kid being the next whatever. Mm-hmm. And then not the next doctor, not the next lawyer, because those don't seem attainable. It seems much more attainable to be the next, you know, Barry Sanders, Saquon Barkley, because my kid can run. I see he has this athletic ability. I see he can jump, you know, do this. So, and you know, this role looks easier. So if I don't educate myself as a man, and then as a parent, how can I, you know, not that you can't, but it's going to be much harder for me to educate my kids on all the different options that they have available to them and to push all those options to them.
I think what I'm having a problem with is you saying uneducated parents, but to put it out there, I think that's what's like getting at me is because you're saying parents uneducated. And I'm like, I haven't known, but there's people before us who weren't educated, whose children prospered.
Yeah. I'm not. What I'm saying is that, like, education is far reaching. Like, it's not just book smarts. You know, it's educating yourself on the way of the world. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just going to school, because, you know, you can educate yourself in a lot of different ways, but don't have to be like college educated. But a lot of people don't decide to educate themselves on a wide range of things, so that when you do have kids, you can pass along all that information that you were able to obtain. So it's not just book smarts.
Gotcha.
But
go ahead, Jason.
I'm sorry. I was just gonna say there's a huge difference between what our parents pushed and what the parents of today are pushing. It's just different. Now, you know, like Vince said, people think that their child is going to be the next Barry Sanders, or they think that he's going to be, you know, and it's even worse in basketball, because you can go straight from high school to the, you know, to the pros or to the G League, and they cutting a check, a real big check.
But bro, don't people realize that could be gone in a second? All it takes is an injury.
No,
all it takes is a fallout.
No, nope.
All it takes
they don't. About that. No,
man. As long as you're selling that dream, people become delusional to the rest of it. Trust me on that.
Yep,
Trevin. Trust me. They become torn up knee, torn up clavicles, all of that. You know, ACL, MCL, everybody's thinking, oh, with the way medicine is now, he'd be back.
Right, right.
Can I jump in on that, though? I mean, just prime example, going by what you said, just the picture, the image. Let's take Maurice Claret. You know, he fought the league so bad where it put him even out of college. If he would have just went through the process of it, he was guaranteed to get into the league and be a top 10 pick in the league, right? I mean, I'm throwing that out there, a top 10 pick. But because of the mindset that I'm going to go ahead and beat the system, I'm going to bypass the system, and guess what? He lost all college eligibility to try to pursue a dream, and all he had to do was just hold tight. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, going to basketball, so many teenagers are premature because they – let's be real. And I think I was listening to, I think, LeBron some time ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and this is something that the difference between the NBA and college basketball and high school, it separates the men from the boys. You know, you figure in high school and college, you playing two or three times a week, twice a week. You come home, you rest your body for a couple of days. NBA, you back to back to back. Physically and mentally, you're not ready. And so when you when you're on that journey, you probably, and this is just me, but they probably have the potential to play NBA, but because they got to buy mom, the pressures and the weight, they want to buy mom a house, that they got to take care of their sisters, that they got to go ahead and take care of all of these things. You figure all of that pressure on them. So they, what do? They jump college. They're one and done. And then watch this. They go to the, because here's the thing. You only got what, 24, and NBA, what 42, 48 picks in the NBA? And you got two rounds in the NBA, and you are fighting for spots on grown men. See, you ain't fighting with your ninth grade and 12th grade peers. You fight with grown men that got responsibilities. And they're going into the league physically immature, mentally immature. And now you got the injuries. And now once you have that injury, now granted, if you get into the NBA on that one of those contracts, you guarantee. But the NFL, and what I love about what the Steelers did with Ryan Shazier, and they're doing it with DeMar Hamlin similar to that, was with Ryan Shazier, they went ahead and let him play his contract out on IR and then renewed him again. And the Steelers paid him out. And then you got DeMar Hamlin. The way his contract was set up was because he was still on his rookie deal, that the moment that they go on IR, you don't get your money. But what they did, they worked something out with the Players Association where they negotiated something that they put him on IR where he still gets a good chunk of that money. But here's the thing, in the NFL, because you the moment that injury happened, they throw you away. So that's why, you know, because somebody done sold him a pipe dream, leave early, do all of these things, it's not time. So
and to add on to that.
Go ahead, Cliff. We'll go to Cliff, and then we're going to take a break. Go ahead.
Yeah, and add on to that real quick is that parents don't understand. Like, whenever I went to play at Stevens Tech in your hometown, Lancaster, PA, they only less than 1% of kids get to play college football. And then a fraction of that go on to the league. And I imagine it's similar to the NBA and college basketball. So, you know, you always think that everybody, your son's going to do this, he's going to do that. Look, forget it. It's even starting in Pennsylvania high schools with that. They're having the NIL deals there too. And you're still selling them that dream that they're that good to get all that. Nobody's going to be that Rod Rutherford or Kevin Barlow that I played against in high school. Because I'm younger than y'all.
Ooh, he went there.
It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. That's the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back with the fourth quarter, wrap this up. We play a full game here. We got the fourth quarter coming up. The fellas, they're coming.
Nice to Media Marketing and Promotions is an independently owned marketing and handling all your social media, event planning, brand marketing and promotional needs for small, nonprofit, and big corporations. If you need more information about rates and services or more, call 443-252-3923.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports, man. Y'all got to, somebody said something that got people gone because the fellas just started talking. I couldn't get a word in edgewise after that. Wild Card Weekend. Today's Saturday. It's the 14th of January. We got the Chargers at the
Thanks
Jaguars.
To Media Marketing and Promotions is an independently Jaguars. Owned marketing
Chargers.
And handling all your social media, event planning, brand marketing, and promotional needs for small, nonprofit, and big corporations. If you need more information about rates and services or more, call 443-252-3923.
I like the Chargers.
I heard more Jaguars. So let's say if the Jaguars win, then we're going to put them up there against KC. All right. So we don't know that, but we're just going to say that for now. So all right, we're looking at the Bills and the Dolphins.
Bills.
Did I hear Dolphins? Okay, Dolphins. No, I'm just playing. Okay, so we're going to take the Bills.
Dolphins are just
We're going to put the Bills up here. And the Bills probably
begin.
The Bengals and the Ravens. Who's going to win that one?
Bengals.
Lamar is not 100%. No, Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah. Got you.
So we're going to say, okay, we're going to have that rematch there with the game that didn't get finished. Okay, so let's move over here to the NFC.
Yeah, that is right.
We got the Eagles are the home team, the top seed. So we got the Seahawks and the 49ers. Who's going to win that one?
49ers.
Niners.
Wait, you know what? No, Niners. Seahawks. I'm rooting for Seahawks.
All right, but you're the home man out, so I heard Niners.
That's right.
Okay, so then you got the Giants and the Vikings. Who's going to win that one?
Giants. I'm going with the Giants on this one.
Yeah, I am too.
Giants?
I'm going with the Giants.
I heard majority Giants.
I'm going with the Giants, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Still majority Giants. Okay, so we're going to put the Giants up there. Okay, so we got the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. I'm going Buccaneers, but what you
guys Buccaneers, man.
Cowboys.
My Cowboy hate.
Because the Cowboys. Yeah, we don't do that.
Tom Brady never lost to the Cowboys.
Oh, I heard a tie. So I'm going to break the tie with the Buccaneers, and we're going
to
go up here.
Tom Brady has never lost to the Cowboys. I like it.
He's 7-0 against the Cowboys.
First time for everything.
Matter of fact, I heard today, and I didn't read it, so I'm going to say I heard it, that the Cowboys in their playoff history have 35 playoff wins in the entire history of the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady has 35 playoff wins in his career.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing, right? Okay. So now this is what's set up, gentlemen. You have the Jaguars traveling to Kansas City. You have the Bengals and the Bills. Then you have San Francisco traveling to Philly to play the Eagles. And you have New York Giants playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to go over here to my left. Jaguars in Kansas City. Who wins that?
Kansas City.
Hands down, right?
I'm
going
with the Bills, man. The Bills on the mission.
The Bengals, man.
The Bills are tough, man. I ain't go with
Ray,
the Bills.
You know,
Bills is on
the
mission right now.
Bengals are one of the hottest teams in the NFL, man.
That is true. That is true. Bills going to win the Super Bowl.
The Bills have they playing for something. They're playing for something a little different
right
now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move and put the Bills over there, right?
What?
Sorry. So we're gonna get the Bills and the Chiefs.
I don't think people
better forget.
But guess what? They're down to the third. They're down to the third string safety. I got to go with the Bengals.
Yeah.
But that leaves you and Ray.
That's right.
Was that Ron saying that? Was that Ron saying that?
No, that wasn't me on that one.
See, they're sticking together, Ron and Ray. Ron and Ray.
No, I'm with the Bills. The Bills are on a mission. That's what I'm
okay. Got you. Got you. Oh, that was Jason?
They beat them last year, so I'm just saying, you know.
So we're going to keep it Kansas City and Buffalo right now. So, all right. So now over here to the NFC real quick. Giants up here at the Eagles, which is that's interesting.
Yeah. I go with the Eagles.
Definitely the Eagles.
Yeah, I go with the Eagles.
Now, they're on a mission.
Eagles.
Go to the Eagles. Okay. San Francisco and Tampa Bay.
Ooh. 49ers.
Ooh. 49ers. Yeah, 49ers. Yeah.
Tampa Everybody said 49ers. Why y'all hating on Tampa Bay right now?
Rookie quarterback got beaten Brady. Sorry.
All right.
Garoppolo might be back by then.
Brady loses. Purdy beats Brady. Are you serious?
San Francisco's a complete team, man.
Purdy can't play defense.
San Francisco's defense is too good. I'm sorry. They are nice.
It's going to have to score some points.
My book's going to cluster. Okay. So let's look at the championship games. AFC championship game. Bills, Chiefs.
I'm going to the Bills.
I'm going with the Bills because of
because of the situation. Yeah, they played on emotion.
Yeah, I'm on a mission, man. Hey, right. Emotion only carries you but so far.
This is right. True, right? But here's the thing. They're not only emotional, but they're a solid football team. You know,
oh, exactly.
Hey,
so
we're going to put the Bills in the Super
but
Bowl.
But you keep
all
forgetting.
Right.
Hey. The Bills. You have to think, number one, the Bills' secondary has been banged up all year. The only reason why DeMar Hamlin was even starting is because their starting all-pro safety was out for the year. Now you're down to your third-string safety, and that is a problem.
That's Dane Jackson.
A real problem.
Yeah, that's Dane Jackson.
No, Dane Jackson.
No, he's a cornerback.
Yeah, I thought he was over that way, but he's good to go.
So we take the Bills back and put the Chiefs up there.
I'm gonna stay with the Bills.
Okay. Good argument, but it didn't win. So the Bills are going to the Super Bowl, and then we have the Eagles and the 49ers.
There's no way Purdy's going to beat Jalen Hurts.
Philly. What? Purdy's going to beat Jalen Hurts? Seriously? So you got Purdy beating Brady and Hurts?
I like Philly.
I said, the way he's going to beat him.
No. So we got Philly and Buffalo in the Super Bowl. All right, Ray, Bills, Eagles, who you got?
I got the Eagles.
Vince, Bills, Eagles, who you got?
I think Kansas City's going.
Bills, Eagles is your choice. Who you got? Bills, Eagles, who you got?
Philly,
okay. So, all right, Ron, you see how we rolling? Bills, Eagles, who you got?
I said it all year. The Bills are the best team in football. I'm rolling the Bills all the way.
All right. So, Cliff, Bills, Eagles, who you got?
Going Buffalo.
Okay. So, Bills, Eagles, Jason, who you got?
Philly.
Okay. David, Bills, Eagles, who you got?
Go Buffalo. I'm going to stay with Buffalo.
Buffalo. So, it's 3-3. It's actually 3-3. You know who I'm going with. Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm breaking the tie. So we got the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
That's a miracle.
Yo, that was fun, fellas. So that may not happen. That, but at least we worked through it. So we got Philadelphia winning the Super Bowl.
That was
real
good.
Quick. 2-minute offense. We're going to go around the room. It's wild card Saturday. You see how it gets wild because it's wild up in here Saturday morning. 2-minute offense. We're going to go around the room. Brown, we're going to come to you last so you can see how this rolls. But we're going to start with you first, Cliff. What you got?
I want to not to be a homer, but I'm going to be one. I want to shout out to Coach Mike Tomlin. Still hasn't had a losing season. And I want to shout out to Jeff Cable. How he has really turned around. I know they're on a losing streak right now, but the Pittman basketball has turned around. And they're almost back to that Sean Miller time. Maybe another year or so, but they're going to make noise. And watch out, NCAA, ACC, they're coming.
I'm glad you prefaced that with saying I'm going to be a homer. David Jones Jr., what you got? Good stuff.
I want to keep mine simple, and this is just, you know, you guys touched something today. Parents, make sure you research all options for your kids. That's the bottom line of this whole conversation. And you know, whether you have an education or not, to what Trevin was saying, you know, it was a lot of our, you know, a lot of our forefathers' dreams to see where we're at right now. And I'm sure if they could see, you know, the progress we've made, they'd only want even better. And that's all we all wanted, is to have a better life for, you know, the next generation. So, you know, I love this conversation, but just please be savvy and don't get caught on, i.e. the handlers, the high school coach, whoever, the trainer selling you dreams of he's next up without having that backup plan. Because that's what this all comes down to. You know, yes, if you have that small opportunity to play professional, absolutely take it. But please have that backup plan. Like Vince said, whether you want to be a welder, whether you want to be an engineer, whether you want to be whatever, have something to fall back on. That's it.
No doubt. Great segue, because I'm coming over here to the AAU coach handling things with the national championship in Roanoke, Virginia. What you got, Jason?
You know, I just wanted to, like David, touch on something that we had talked about previously and talk about how sport really does bring us together, whether you're old, young, black, white. I mean, sport is something where you look at a situation like in Pittsburgh in the 70s, where a black man who has Italian heritage can have a group of white men call themselves the Franco's Italian Army, and him be revered in a city that wasn't known for its having the greatest of race relations. But because of sport, it was brought in. It brought everybody together to support a team that had never won, but they came behind sport and together and join the game, supporting the team, not just for football, but for the baseball team. They were great. They came together and people supported each other. You see it all over, where you can have some of the most racist people be Michael Jordan fans, or you have some of the, you know, some people who may never watch sport, but hey, I've seen that guy on TV, so they automatically might check it out. Hey, I've never seen him, you know, I've never seen him play, but I'm interested to see what he does. Sport is a wonderful and can be a beautiful thing when people just enjoy the sport. That's why when you see the World Cup and talk about soccer, but it is something where black, white, Asian people come together and watch and enjoy what's going on. Sport is a beautiful thing. And that's all I got to say.
No doubt. Good stuff. Speaking about beautiful and sport, we're going to come to Ray Porter Jr. What you got, Ray?
Yes,
not
sir.
That I'm calling him beautiful or nothing, but you know.
Oh, you can say that about the terrible town, though. You're good. But
yeah, see. He just got ugly. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, I was thinking about just great stories of the NFL as far as teams that made some improvements and have went up with the arrow. And I think about the Detroit Lions. I mean, a team that was guaranteed to lose at least 9 to 11 games, maybe even more games, and to see how they finished pretty strong this season. And quarterback Jared Goff, I mean, how many times have folks said that he was the loser in the trade with Matthew Stafford, the swap with the Lions and the Rams? Here he passes for 4,400 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and then Jamal Williams, the running back, 1,000 yards, great offensive line, and then the receiver. So for them to finish like they did at 9-8, that was pretty cool. It was pretty cool because it's easy to focus on the Green Bay Packers. It's easy to focus on the Minnesota Vikings, of course. So it was cool to see. So I salute the Detroit Lions, and I know they're going to be looking forward to going into 2023 coming in swinging.
You got 60 seconds, Vince Butts, because Vince has dropped the mic moments, I'm telling you. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, the pressure's on. We're as we embark on the Martin Luther King Jr. His day on Monday, a lot of people have the day off. You know, it's an opportunity to reflect. You know, the fellas here, you know, we come here and we all come and talk about sports and we kind of unite, even if we have differing views. A lot of things come to mind when I think of MLK, but nonviolence and respect are two things that come to mind to me. And so to kind of, you know, get that together with sports, like, you know, we touched on a little bit earlier how, you know, players pray, together. And so, it's amazing to me to watch, you know, grown men battle every, you know, 60 minutes, you know, for, you know, trying to win this football game, trying to come out on top, you know, but, you know, they're not violent individuals. You know, they respect each other at the end of the day. They can come together you know, no matter what they, you know, what they believe in, they believe there's a higher power. You know, they believe that, you know, in this violent sport, you know, we still want to be safe. We still want to pray for each other. We still want to look out for each other. So it's always touching to see that at the beginning of the games and at the end of games, players, you know, gather together in a circle to wish each other well and be thankful, you know, for what the battle that they came through. You know, sports and society, you know, is an awesome thing to be able to tie those things together, but can also be some, you know, some bad things in it. You know, MLK preached peacefulness, and we have to continue to do that as well. You know, if we want our forefathers to be proud of us, you know, we got to continue to push that narrative of putting the guns down and lifting each other up. We should have more respect for ourselves when we walk the streets, you know, and try to look out for each other instead of trying to take each other down.
No doubt. Good stuff. Told you. All right, Ron Pitts, what you got, man? Good stuff, Vince.
Well, y'all went on all kinds of that sides of the spectrum tonight. I'm a huge Alabama fan, and we just got done watching the national championship, and one of the most, I believe, was a blasphemous statement that Alabama has done and that Georgia's the new dogs in college football. But I'm here to say, and y'all looked at how Nick Saban kind of looked at David Pollock when he made that statement. Just remember, about 13 months ago, Alabama played Georgia in the SEC championship and ran them off the field 41-18. To only come back 4 weeks later to lose their number one and number two wide receiver over those three in that game.
Yep.
And to go head to head with Georgia, because Bama was about to run them off the field. They were opening up again. Mm-hmm. And to just, you know, to this year, to only not make the playoffs based off of 3 points, total of 3 points, two last possession games. And now that everybody thinks, after watching what Georgia did to TCU, who should not have been there, which, and I'm not saying, but I'll be honest with you, not many teams could have probably played with Georgia that night. Not many teams.
Ohio State could have, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, they had their chance a week before.
Yeah, I got you.
But they gave up 14 points in the last 8 minutes.
I got you.
And just decided to go Scott Norwood and go wide left.
Yeah, right.
I say all that to say, you know, just tying a lot of things that we did, regardless of what your situation looks like, people might write you off because of where your current position is. So I just want to encourage everybody, regardless of what your scoreboard looks like, you have the potential, the capacity to bounce back and come back from whatever that setback that you may have had. So thank you guys again for letting me rock out with y'all.
No doubt. You're invited back next week. It's Urban Media Today Talks Sports. We got Cliff McAfee Jr., Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts. We got David Jones Jr., Jason Dunn, and we got Ron Pitts the second. Special guest. It's been fun. We'll check y'all out. Check out the football games this week. We already told you the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. We'll see you all next week.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? I get up, all right?